Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Oh, no. Are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm just tired. I feel like I'm just been bouncing around a lot, and I'd like to lay down for a little bit.
Oh, you can do that.
Really?
Yes. You can just say no to things. And not bounce around and just lay on down.
Yeah, that's true. But I am leaving Wednesday.
Where are you going Wednesday?
To DC.
Oh, yeah. I think you told me about that. And then when are you back?
Friday. But then I don't have a set date on when I'm leaving again. So I think I'll have time to chill.
Yeah, chill in your space. Mm-hmm. Have a nice time. Look around. Be like, this is my space. Look at things around. You could change, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, Sashir, I really do think you should take some you time and get massages and lay down. Mm-hmm. Those are the things you like.
I do love a massage. Yeah.
I'm learning. You should get one. I'm learning to love them. I don't know if I told you about the massage that I had when I was in Greece where I was fighting for my life.
No. Doesn't sound relaxing at all.
Let me tell you, it wasn't. Mono brought me to, I think it's a Turkish massage. So we go and they're like, here are these tiny panties you can wear. And I was like, and what else? And they're like, these tiny little towels. And I was like, you got bigger ones? I'm big. And they were like, we prepared. So they gave me bigger towels, and that was nice. And then they brought us, they were like, it's hot. And I said, okay. And before, like when we checked in, they were like, do you like the heat? And we were like, ha, 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 I guess. It was like 110 degrees in this little room they brought us in. And then they made us put like a mask on, but it just kept falling off my face because I was so hot. And then there's like a faucet with cold water, and I kept like dumping that on me. And I was trying not to get my own underwear wet because their little disposable ones didn't fit me. But it was like, that's a wrap. My underwear is just soaking wet.
Yeah.
And it was so hot. And then you lay down on a stone.
Yeah.
And we ate right before we went, which was probably a mistake because when I was on my stomach, she was like pushing the life out of me. I was like, am I going to shit all over this lady? But good news, I didn't.
Thank goodness.
And she kept being like, are you okay? And in my brain, I was like, no, I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. But I kept saying, yes, I am. And then it felt like I was getting beaten with a wig, but I think it was like feathers or something. I don't know. It was something like, I think it was leaves, bay leaves or something. Maybe not bay leaves. I don't know. But it felt like a wig. And that was silly to me. And then
like
they
palms?
Like soap you up.
Maybe like palm leaves or something. I feel like those are
maybe.
Long.
Maybe. I truly don't know what it was.
I wish it was bay leaves, though. I wish they were just seasoning your back.
They were like, ooh, we're going to eat her. That's why it's so hot in here. We go clean her up, cook her up.
It's a trap.
Honestly,
they're all the witch from Hansel and Gretel. They're just like, It's a massage. Yes.
Yeah. You're on this hard stone and we're hitting you to tenderize. to relax your body. And then Manu at one point was like, isn't it refreshing to have cold water thrown on you in this heat? And I was like, you're getting cold water? She was just throwing more hot water on me.
Oh, no.
And every time it happened, I was like, it's just so hot.
Oh, no.
So then she started throwing cold water on me, and that was really nice. And then she sat me up, and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, but I don't think my eyes were telegraphing that I was okay. Hmm. And then she threw a bunch of cold water on me, and then it was done. And it also was like an hour long. Afterwards, I couldn't regulate my body temperature. I was internally an inferno. And I was like, Mano, we have to go back to the Airbnb. And he was like, yeah, I also feel that. And I was like, no, I think I'm dying.
Oh my God.
And I took a very, very cold shower. And then finally, like, my internal body temperature lowered. Also, I could understand Greek in the cab ride back.
Did they slap you into understanding Greek?
That's what it felt like. At one point, I was like, that lady just asked you if you learned Greek in school or with your family. And Mano was like, yes. And then she said something else. And I was like, oh, I think you're saying this. And she was like, yes. Whoa. But then as like my body heat was going down a little, I couldn't understand it anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Maybe you unlocked a superpower.
Crazy. Yeah,
heat the me hotter up and I can you understand. Get, the more Greek you can understand.
It was wild. And then I wasn't. Oh, but my skin had been. I need to find another one. I don't know where to go. Mm. My skin had never looked better than after this.
Interesting.
Because I think it does sweat out all your talk. Thank you. And this is the best my skin has ever looked in my whole life, and I feel like it was fighting for my life in that hot room.
I feel like there are Turkish baths in LA. I have never looked for one, but I feel like they're definitely in New York. I feel like they're in big cities, but maybe not. And I don't know.
Los Angeles is one of the biggest cities.
So, you know, so feels like maybe they should.
One here. I'm dying to get back in one.
You were dying to get out.
I know. You almost died. I had one of the worst times of my life, and I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, June found. Let's see. Hammond? The Raven Spa? In Santa Monica.
You want me to drive? To the west side?
If you really want that.
If I want to get beat up again in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I really, really loved it.
Oh, that's great. I've been doing this thing lately where at the end of my hot shower, I'll try to put it on cold water and then like stand there for like a minute, and it sucks every time. But it's supposed to be good for your circulation and your sleep and digestion and other stuff where you just like are in cold for a minute. And I will say my circulation is better because I'm like borderline anemic and usually I'm always cold. But lately, I've been getting hot. I'm like, it's hot. And sometimes hotter than the people around me.
Wow. Do you do this at night, too?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of random. I don't have, like, a full routine. But whenever I'm in the shower, and I'm like, okay, you may as well do it. And then I just try to slam it over to cold.
I know cold water is good for mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And warm to hot is good at night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the cold like shocks stuff in you. Mm-hmm. Like that's like when they do like a polar plunge, like people have polar plunges in their house, you do it in the morning.
Oh.
Because there's something, I can't remember why you don't do it at night, but I know warm water for nighttime is soothing and makes your body relax and it goes, oh, we're warm. Time to get in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That
does make sense because after I do the cold, I'm like, and I'm like very like perked up and like, get me out of here. So I can't imagine going to bed after that.
No. Shock your body, baby.
Shock your body.
Another Mano story. we were hanging out with some people. Oh, Jess McKenna and her husband, and Morgan, who's really, they're just the nicest. They have like a polar plunge thing, and Mono did it, and I couldn't stop screaming. I was like, it's so cold. Are you okay? It's so cold. And he was just like teeth chattering. And I was more affected, I think, than he was. But yeah.
You were sympathy screaming?
I truly was. Sometimes in the winter, I'll go for a swim when it's ice fucking cold.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Just to jumpstart the like feelings in my body, you know?
The feelings in my body.
Yeah. Wait, you just saw Janelle Monáe.
I did.
How was it?
Great. Really cool.
She was good.
She was great. I mean, her voice is all like has always been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Still incredible. She looks damn good. And I really can't figure out how her breasts are so perky. And I like,
did she take them out?
They did not come out. She did like show us some under boob, but they weren't fully out. But there was a moment where she was just wearing a shirt and you could tell there was no bra underneath. And I was like, how are they sitting like that? And she got some tiggle bitties, and they're just suspended in space. I mean, she is an alien or a robot.
She is. She's an android.
She's an android, yes.
She's not an iPhone. She is an android. I wonder. I'm always, my titties have been sagging since I got titties. Mm-hmm. Like, puberty wasn't kind. It was just like, here they are, and they don't face outward. My nipples, they truly.
That face downward.
They're like at a 45 degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. I can't really tell you angles.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people are just like naturally blessed.
Yeah. And she's blessed.
Maybe she had a boob job.
But the way they move, it indicates it seems natural. There's no stiffness happening.
Well, if she had a reduction, then there's nothing foreign being thrown into them titties.
Interesting. It's
just titty fat leaving.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea how big they were before because she was wearing tuxedos for most of her career.
Yeah. Maybe when she was an android, she said, gotta be a robot. Them titties are too big for me to do anything else. This is bad to speculate about a woman's body. What?
Oh, wait, what were you going
to say? I don't know. Is it bad to speculate about people's bodies? Are we part of the problem?
Well, we're not objectifying her. It's merely a question of science.
She's so fucking hot, man.
So fucking hot.
It is a scientific question. How are they so buoyant?
It's more like, I'm just talking physics over here, really.
we are physicians. No. What do we call physics people? Not physicians.
Yeah. Physician does not sound right.
No, that's like a doctor thing. Of your body.
Of like medicine?
Physicist? No.
A physicist.
That's dumb. We should have came up with a different name for a physician, for a body doctor.
Right?
Yeah. Why did we do that? The English language is awful.
It is.
I can imagine
rough.
Learning it as a second language.
Well, if you heat it up real hot, I'm sure you'd be able to easily learn it.
Got some sizzling English for you. I know it all now. It was wild, Sashir. I truly could understand this lady for like a solid 6 minutes. As I'm like in this cab, like going in and out of consciousness.
That's so funny. Great.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. Should we take a quiz?
Wait, you were going to say something.
Was I? Oh, Flying a Boss opened for Janelle Monáe too.
How were they? I love them.
They are stars. They're like so entertaining. Everyone was on their feet. Everyone was loving it. I only know like a couple of their songs. I like put them on Spotify and was trying to like listen to songs other than the one that's like very popular on TikTok. And they're all very fun. But like even songs I had no idea what they were, I was like, I'm having a blast. This is great. They're just like pure joy.
They really are. And they seem so happy. I hope there's no darkness in their lives.
Yeah. I hope not either.
Like, you know, like they're like, you know, sometimes presented like people present as happy. And then like you find out later they're struggling. Like, I don't want that. I want them to just be pure happiness. And I don't want fame to ruin them.
Yeah. But they seemed from the little I know about them, from just seeing them on stage, they seemed like well-adjusted, and they are also just like genuinely grateful. They were just like, this is the biggest crowd we've ever performed for. That's my best friend. We're having a blast. Thank you, Janelle Monáe. I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you.
That's so sweet. Before they get too big, we should get them on this podcast and make them do besting everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now we can do a quiz unless there's something you want to tell me.
No. Is there something you want to tell me?
I got pizza and it was like a little too salty, but like still pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then as I've heated it up throughout these couple of days since I got that pizza, because what I do is I order a great big pizza and eat it throughout the week so I don't have to cook, which isn't good. I need to eat actual vegetables. But anyway, I'm an adult. I can do whatever the fuck I want. But as I heat it up, it's not as salty as it was the first time.
And you miss that saltiness?
No, I'm just wondering what happened to this pizza. And how come the older it gets, the less salty it gets?
This I don't know.
Me either.
Is it in Tupperware or just like the box it came in?
You know it's in a Ziploc bag.
Okay, that's something. I honestly thought it was still in like the cardboard box it came in. I was going to be concerned.
No, it doesn't fit in the refrigerator. But you know if it did, that's how it would be.
Yeah.
No, instead I stack them on top of one another and put them in a Ziploc bag. And it looks so gross when you open the refrigerator.
Yeah, seeing a stack of pizza slices is not as appealing as seeing like a full pie.
It's funny.
It's funny.
But yeah, that's all I really wanted to tell you, that I'm not sure why my pizza is getting less salty, but like I'm happy about it.
Well, thank you for telling me. I appreciate that.
Okay, I have another thing to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I have switched to a smaller wallet. Oh. And I don't know how I feel. Mm. I'm a big wallet girl.
Always
I carry all of my stuff, you know, my crack tooth, drugs, cards, cash, cards that are expired, business cards from anybody I've ever met in my whole life, my checkbook.
I think it's really funny that you carry your checkbook around.
Like, you never know if your tenure, is that what you say, money? Is that tenure? If your tenure is going to be declined, you don't know. And maybe they're going to take a check. I once wrote a check at Gelson's and the whole line was so mad at me.
That's very, very funny. Are you fucking kidding me? Do Apple Pay. What's wrong with you?
They're Hello Kitty checks and I love looking at them. They're great. I don't know how people do smaller wallets. Like, what do you do without all your things?
I guess I just assess what I need on a daily basis. And then put that in my purse. I'm a small purse kind of girl. And a small wallet.
You really are. Mm-hmm. You really are. And I truly just bought a huge purse and I put my tiny wallet in it. And I was like, this is sick. This is like, usually when I throw my wallet in my purse, there's a thud and there was no thud.
Oh no.
It's really, oh my God. I bought a tiny purse for Beyonce and it was even too big for Beyonce.
That was very funny. Because I saw you get in the car and you have your purse, which looks so cute. All your silver was matching. Silver purse,
silver top,
silver pants. And I was like, I have a feeling that purse is too big. And then you were like looking at the measurements from the website and it was, in fact, too big.
Like two inches too big on either side. It was really, really... And then I was like, do I not understand how small purses can get?
I don't think you do.
I don't think so.
You're like, got it. Small purse. It's still a full purse.
And on Amazon.com, because I'm silver's not my go-to color. Gold is. So I didn't want to buy an expensive silver purse. So on Amazon.com, it said small purse. So I was like, this surely will be great for Beyonce. I wish they had said this is not good for Beyonce.
Small purse, parentheses. Don't try to take this to Beyonce.
God, I had a good time at Beyonce. She's so good.
She's so good. That was so fun.
Ugh, I think about it constantly.
Yeah.
Her outfit for, have we talked about Beyonce on this podcast?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either, which seems pretty rude. But her outfit for Break My Soul was my favorite because she looked like a jockey.
Oh,
was,
yes.
Like, doing a concert at 8 and like doing jockeying at 10. And it was so colorful and pretty. She changed into so many different outfits. And honestly, at the end of the concert, I turned to you and I was like, well, this has to end soon. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I was just dancing along with her with no choreography to remember or lyrics to remember.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how is she not exhausted?
Right.
And she had to do this.
Oh my goodness.
Night after night after night.
She did it, I think, 3 nights in a row.
Insane.
Wild. I guess I'm done, and I guess we could do a quiz.
All right, okay.
Oh, eat at this ice cream buffet, and we'll reveal your birth.
Eat at this ice cream buffet, and we'll reveal your best personality trait.
That was really hard for me to say best.
You broke down.
I did. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Listen, last night at the restaurant I went to, they have soft serve. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I love this restaurant, but they didn't have no flavor I wanted. They only have two. They did not have the one I wanted, which is what? Vanilla. And also I found out it's not soft serve that's coming right out of a machine. I think they're soft serving it out of the machine in the morning and then freezing it because it's not the texture or the consistency of soft serve.
Oh, no. Oh,
but I did find a fabulous soft serve place in Laguna Beach. So the question is, will I be driving every couple of days for 2 hours for soft serve?
Well, if you're already going to go to Santa Monica for your Turkish bath. God.
Might as well.
I mean, you can drive the 2 hours if you want, but there's a place in Burbank that has some pretty decent soft serve and you can go through a drive through.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's called Foster's.
Mm-mm. Oh, I've been to a Foster's.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And so it's like right in the Burbank downtown, but it's super easy to go right through. Like sometimes there's a wait, but that's like if I'm really craving a soft serve, I just swing over there. It's not like the best of the best soft serve I've ever had, but like it crushes the craving.
Whoa. What's a twister? Oh, that's like a blizzard.
Yeah.
a Reese's peanut butter cup. Ooh.
Yeah, but they have some pretty solid soft serve cones that I get. And it's right in Burbank, so you don't have to drive the hours to do it.
Okay. I'm into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Jordan. That was really kind of you. Okay. Eat at this ice cream buffet. And we'll reveal your best personality trait. Okay. I don't know why I can't read that sentence good.
It's okay. Pick a flavor.
Chocolate.
Pistachio.
Birthday cake.
Mango.
That's more of a sorbet. Buttered pecan.
Oh my God. Cherry.
Buttered pecan is sick. Cherry is disgusting. Again, mango is a sorbet. Birthday cake is not blue. Pistachio is not for me, so I have to go with chocolate.
I think I would try butter pecan. I like buttery stuff.
In your ice cream?
I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's a good dessert flavor.
Well, I did say to somebody I liked a buttery Chardonnay, and everyone at the table went, ew. And I was like, I'll show you. I'll bring a bottle one day when you least fucking expect it. You'll love a buttery Chard.
I'll show you. So aggressive.
Pick a flavor.
Mint chocolate chip.
Ew. Strawberry.
Rocky Road.
That barely has any rocks in it. Raspberry.
Ube.
Ugh, rum raisin. I do like ube ice cream, but I also love strawberry. But that one has chonks in it, so I'm going to say ube.
I'm going to say mint chocolate chip. Why don't you like it? Why are you making that face?
I'm really just not a fan of mint chocolate anything. Mm. Like a York peppermint patty is the sickest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Oh my goodness.
Those things are nasty.
I like a mint chocolate thing.
Oh! You like a York peppermint patty?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't like eat it all the time, but that is a favorable flavor for me.
Okay. A mini Snickers bar. Or a York peppermint patty.
Mini Snickers.
Okay, thank God. Ugh. I just, chocolate and mint together, I think, are so upsetting. I don't think there's anything worse.
I'm sure there are things that are worse.
Yeah, I guess pickles and mustard together. Yuck.
Yeah, there you go. Pick a flavor.
Vanilla.
Peanut butter.
Ugh, bubble gum.
Lemon.
Again, more of a sorbet, it looks like. Chocolate almond.
Cinnamon.
Huh. Cinnamon ice cream. I wonder if it would taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Sashir, driving back from Vegas once, I had the best milkshake of my whole fucking life from a Fatburger. And it was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake.
Ooh.
And it, I was hungover, but it changed my life. Judith, do you mind looking up if they still offer the limited edition Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake at Fatburger? God, I love a cold, frosty treat.
I'm actually getting more adjusted to cold, frosty treats.
You'll lick ice cream with me?
I will lick ice cream with you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh
I've
my
had a
God.
Few licks recently, and I think it, maybe the cold showers are helping and my body temperature is regulating and it doesn't feel as cold as it did before.
Wow. Everything is changing. And I typically don't like change, but I typically forget you hate ice cream. So.
Yeah. So now you don't have to forget.
So
I don't
now
hate.
I don't have to forget. She doesn't hate it. Oh my God, this is great.
Yes.
Okay. Craig's vegan chocolate. Who's Craig?
Who's Craig? Oreo cookies.
I don't think it's on the menu because it was limited edition, but I wonder if they'll ever bring it fucking back. It was so good.
Dang.
It doesn't seem as such. It doesn't say, we're bringing it back anywhere.
We know you've been asking for it.
We know that you had a life-changing experience with one on a road trip from fucking Vegas back to LA where you were hung over.
Back by no demand.
So it was February 22nd, 2022. How do we get to the Fatburger headquarters and tell them that I need this specifically back in my life?
You could probably just DM them.
Maybe. Well, okay. I have been publicly saying that Applebee's needs to bring back the apple chimichurri cheesecake, and they won't. And I even met a higher up at Applebee's in their corporate division. And I told him what I fucking thought. And he said, I'll see what I could do. And I'm pretty sure he didn't do anything because it didn't come back.
When did you meet someone at Applebee's corporate?
Don't worry about it, but I made it happen.
All right.
And boy, was I steamed when it didn't happen immediately. So. And it's been like a year or two since, and it hasn't happened. So, okay, if somebody listening works at Applebee's corporate or knows somebody who works at Applebee's corporate, can you please ask for the chimichurri cheesecake to come back? It's the best. And then if somebody works at Fatburger's corporate office, can you please bring back that Cinnamon Toast Crunch milkshake?
Send it up the ladder.
Yes. Tell the people that one singular person needs this. Pick a flavor. Oh, wait, we already did it. I pick vanilla.
I'm gonna pick peanut butter.
That would be my second pick. I do love a peanut butter creamy ice cream.
John Millizer was making peanut butter ice cream for a while, right?
And it was so good.
It was very good.
He is a real ice cream wizard, a little Willy Wonka on our hands.
Pick a flavor.
I don't know if I want to see the Timichichalame one. Did it come out yet?
I think it comes out around Christmas.
Oh, interesting. I feel like he thinks he's being like really weird and zany. And I'm like, this is barely weird. I'm weirder alone with my dog. Butterscotch.
Tiramisu.
Matcha.
Cheesecake.
Ooh. Lime.
Pineapple.
again, this lime looks like sorbet.
She's a purist. You know what
I am a purist. You know what I really, really do love? Italian fucking ice. There's this place on Melrose called Happy Ice, and it's like New York Italian ice, and it's like you get from the carts, like on 125th in the summer, and it is incredible. The cherry is so good, and then sometimes they'll have soft serve that they'll put right on top for you. Ooh. And you can scoop both at the same time for a creamy, icy fucking treat. Can you even?
Now, since I'm new to the cold stuff, is Italian ice with like flavoring put on top of it?
No, that's shaved ice.
What's Italian ice?
So that's like a snow cone, that's shaved ice. Italian ice is like creamy, not exactly sorbet. I honestly don't know. And like, I think some people call it water ice, but
I see. Yeah, it's like creamy. Yes.
It's like creamy fruit. Creamy fruity.
Great.
I don't even know how to describe it, but it's one of my favorite treats. Can you look up if there's a Rita's Italian ice? Because Instagram keeps serving me an ad about Rita's mixing up something into a yummy slush. And and I was like, do I have to go find a Rita's? Okay.
Yeah, there's a Rita's.
Is Palms Boulevard? Is that Burbank? Where's that at? Oh, my God. I got to drive to the west side.
Everything you want's on the west side.
This fucking sucks. I gotta drive to Mar Vista? What the fuck? I don't want to. Isn't there one closer to me? Judith?
That's the closest one because I grew up on the East Coast. I love Italian water ice. And so when I looked up where the Rita's is, this was the closest one.
That's a pretty big bummer, but I think I might have to make a pilgrimage because they're making like custardy milkshakies with I think the Italian ice or something. And I was like, oh shit, I better get to inspecting.
Oh shit.
There's a Hawaiian shaved ice place, but it's more of like a snow cone.
That's not for me. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it's not for me. I really do love a frosty treat, and I haven't really had enough of them to decide whether or not I actually don't like them.
Wow. Okay.
And what I need to be with frosty treats is unbiased. I pick cheesecake.
I will pick butterscotch.
Okay. You're really here for like a savory sweet.
Yeah. I think the kind of sweets I like are like chocolatey, buttery. Yeah, like richer, I guess, sweets.
Remember when you ate a whole brick of fudge and you offered it to people in the wildest way? Fudge, fudge, fudge.
Yeah. Oh, we were on a girls' trip and the house manager left like cheese and fruit and wine and stuff for us. And it was so sweet. And there was like a brick of fudge. And I just assumed everyone would have wanted it.
Fudge,
brought it to the table.
Fudge.
When everyone was eating dinner, everyone was eating Mexican food, I unwrapped this fudge. And I sliced it with a knife. And
the
really
smallest little slices you could ever see. I've never seen fudge sliced like this.
Because in my mind, I was like, I don't want to just bite it because people are gonna want this fudge. So I just like made thin little slices and we eat it and they'd be like, well, I want another one. So I sliced another slice. And then eventually when there was a lull in the conversation, I was like, fudge? Do you want fudge? Do you want fudge? Fudge? And I was like, no, we don't want the fudge.
Nobody wants fudge. It was very funny.
Pick a flavor.
Cookie dough. Now this is not ice cream and I think we can all agree. This is just cookie dough.
But isn't there cookie dough flavored ice cream?
Yes, but this picture is not cookie dough ice cream. Cookie dough ice cream is like vanilla ice cream with chunks of cookie dough in it.
Oh.
Like this is just a scoop of cookie dough on a cone. Who does that?
You know, it would have fooled me. I thought it was ice cream.
Study up, bitch. You gotta study up. You gotta learn about your treats.
I got lots to learn. Blueberry.
Cotton candy.
Orange.
Ooh, I wonder if they mean orange creamsicle, because if so, I'm in. Papaya.
Pumpkin.
I'm going to pick orange because I love orange creamsicle. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick cookie dough, even though it's a mystery if that's ice cream or cookie dough. But either way, it's I would eat it.
Not a mystery.
Even better if it's cookie dough.
This is Sashir's.
What is this quiz? Oh, okay.
Eat at this ice cream buffet and we'll reveal your best personality trait.
So the result,
you know what I really want to do? Sorry, yeah. Before you read your result, I want to go to a Chinese buffet. They also have soft serve and all you can eat.
I feel like you were describing this to me the other day and you were like, you never been to a Chinese buffet? And you were like hyping it up. And I was like, I just, buffets don't appeal to me, especially post-COVID.
But you can eat everything you want for like $11.
Yeah, I understand the rules of a buffet. I just.
You go back for seconds and thirds and fourths. And yeah. Nobody tells you no.
But there's very few buffets I've been to where I'm like, oh, that, like, it's like, I understand why it's this cheap, because the quality is not there.
Huh.
Like, I'd rather have, like, one serving of really good mac and cheese, steak, or whatever the thing is, than many servings of something that's, like, not that tasty.
But what if you get 100 mediocre things and one delicious thing and then soft serve?
Then couldn't you just go somewhere and get the soft serve?
Fuck off. That's not... Okay. I guess this is where overeaters and binge eaters' minds are different than people who don't do that. Because to me, I'm like, $11, all I can eat. And it's like, fine. But I could like pack it in before I go to sleep for the winter. And by winter, I mean the night. How can I say no to that deal?
Before I hibernate for 6 months.
Which is actually just one night because I got to eat again tomorrow. I wanted to take you to a Golden Corral, but I guess I won't take you to a Golden Corral.
I'll go. We'll see.
Okay.
They also have meals at Golden Corral, I think.
They do?
I'm pretty sure you can just order whatever you want.
Oh, I watched a TikTok of a lady who went for breakfast, stayed for lunch, and stayed for dinner. And they only asked her to move her table. That's it.
And that's very nice. And that's why you want to take me to a Golden Corral?
Well, I don't want to eat there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I was like, they seem nice. And I said, I should take my friend to a nice place. Nothing but the finest for my friend.
Didn't they have a thing recently where like their logo is like called out for... No, that was a Cracker Barrel. Never mind.
I mean, Cracker Barrel. What a name.
Yeah. And I feel like there was like a whip or something in their logo.
There's a whip?
Something. There was some sort of recent controversy with them. I can't remember what it was.
Dios mios.
But they like maybe changed the picture, the image.
Forbes has an article, Cracker Barrel has fallen.
Yeah, can we go to that article?
Wait, that's...
Folksy Southern food chain becomes latest target, unlikely target, of anti-LGBTQ crusade.
What? Cracker Barrel? They were tweeting, Cracker Barrel has fallen. The Texas Family Project, they were tweeting screenshots of Pride and Diversity and Equity and Inclusion and a rainbow-colored rocking chair outside, and they didn't like that Cracker Barrel was woke. Oh my goodness. Scroll, scroll, scroll.
I don't think this is what I was thinking of, but this is funny.
It is funny.
People are getting mad at a rainbow rocking chair.
Not outside my Cracker Barrel. Let's see. This is so funny. Like just to be upset that there's at least 9 gay employees were fired. Whoa, no. But Cracker Barrel has openly supported Pride Month since 1991. This is wild. The company stirred controversy after it introduced a plant-based sausage.
Whoa.
That's pretty funny. You'd be like, what? This is plants? I don't want plants.
Ugh. Eight scandals Cracker Barrel hopes you'll forget.
Well, we better see that.
Also, the controversy with the logo, they were saying that the barrel refers to a barrel that was used to hold whips.
Oh, yes. And then I think part of the lettering is a whip.
The K is a whip that goes around. Interesting. Wow.
Wow.
So that is truly a restaurant where we are not welcomed. And it's like through and through. Mm-hmm. Our logo is a barrel with holds whips, and our thing is a whip. Okay. A decorative noose. We went through that. Okay, what's next?
A toxic beverage. Oh, no. Served a quote-unquote beverage that was actually a glass full of industrial cleaning chemicals.
Whoa! And he got a chemical burn on the mouth. And then they had to pay that man $9.4 million. Wow.
How do you mess that up?
Billy Bob, should I pour this Windex in here or 7-Up? A racist code word.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
They created a code word to refer to Black customers. When African-American diners came to the restaurant, some of the workers would refer to them as Canadians. Oh, my God.
Pretty funny. What a weird word. The salmonella shutdown. Wow, Cracker Barrel's been through it. Mm-hmm. A Cracker Barrel in Kalamazoo, Michigan just couldn't overcome a salmonella outbreak. Oh, my God. Okay, so it reopened, but later that year, another person was hit with salmonella.
Wow.
Unable to expunge the bacteria, the restaurant instead shuttered itself permanently.
Oh, my God.
Don't you just clean? Bleach?
Hard to say. I don't know. Siding with anti-LGBTQ people. In 2013, Phil Robertson, who's on Duck Dynasty, said some seriously ugly things about gay people. Cracker Barrel, which sold a number of Duck Commander items in its stores, Duck Commander being the company run by the Robertson family, pulled many of these items off its shelves, which was the right thing to do. When many customers complained, the chain put all the merchandise right back and apologized.
Oh my God. Wow, Cracker Barrel. Imagine this episode of this podcast is what actually takes down Cracker Barrel. Okay, systemic racism. Okay, they're not limited to single locations. The bigotry. There's multiple lawsuits brought by the NAACP. Black customers are segregated from Caucasians, and they're put in the smoking sections. Ew. And people of color, they experience longer wait times and poorer service. Cracker Barrel, no! But also, Black people, why are you going to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, we don't need to be going
friends.
Underpaid staff. In the spring of 2021, Cracker Barrel was hit with a major lawsuit alleging it was not properly paying many of its workers. The complaint alleged that the chain violated Fair Labor Standards Act by applying a tip credit to hourly wages of servers, even though these servers were required to spend more than a fifth of their working hours doing duties for which they could not earn tips from customers. Damn.
Ate the whip. We talked about that. Wow. I'm here to say I don't support a Cracker Barrel. I've never been. I never will.
I'm a Ponderosa girl.
Oh, Ponderosa. I've never been.
Maybe it's a Midwest thing. That was like where my family would go after church. And that was like a buffet place.
Ooh, we would go to Old Town Buffet. Or Perkins. Or this diner right by the church. We had many locations. Oh, this is your personality.
Yes. Okay. So this is my best personality trait, according to this ice cream test. Loyalty. No one and nothing can come between you and those you love. You go into full protection mode. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. My best personality trait is creativity. You see the world in a way completely unlike anyone else. You have an eye for design and art that really sets you apart. Yes, I do. I live in Willy Wonka's house for girls. oh, wait, no. My friend who visited me was like, you live in Pee-wee's playhouse for girls.
I like that.
And I agree. I fully agree. Mm-hmm. Wow. I do think that BuzzFeed got us this time, so I will not say defund them. Yeah. They can keep going, even though some of the pictures were incorrect.
I feel like this is right.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer some queries?
Yes, yeah, some queries, some questions, and help the people.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Nicole and Sashir, and whomever is listening. My problem is, I guess, not that difficult, but my best friend has been my friend for 10 years now, so I guess a decent amount of time. But we're both quite sensitive little men who somewhat have problems with confrontation with each other. And this friend just got into a relationship about a year ago, and me and her get along very, very well. She's the first girlfriend he's ever had in these 10 years who actually likes me, so that's good, I guess. But my problem is my friend will not hang out one-on-one, just me and him. She always has to be involved. And I don't know how to really tell him, hey, dude, you want to hang out with your girlfriend. I don't want to hang out with your girlfriend. And he knows this is an issue because he said before, like, not to be that guy who always brings his girlfriend around. And it's like, but you are being that guy. So how do I approach this topic with him? Because, you know, he, as I said, is a sensitive dude, and I don't want to potentially make a good relationship that I have with his girlfriend turn into what all of his other relationships with his girlfriend and I turn into. So, yeah, I hope that was quick and easy. Thanks for everything. You guys are fantastic. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a blessed one.
A blessed one.
So blessed.
That's nice when people say, I hope you are blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime I want just you time, I tell you, because I appreciate that you'll ask if you can bring your partner. And sometimes I'm okay with it. And sometimes, well, I mean, lately, because I haven't seen you as often, I'm like, I would just prefer friend time or gal time or something. But I mean, there is a chance that they just won't hang out with you because they prefer to hang out with their girlfriend. But like, maybe you have a talk about that. And I don't know. It's kind of a touchy subject because it's like, oh, so you don't want to hang out with my partner. But it's like, I'm not friends with your partner. I'm friends with you. So I would prefer to hang out with just you. But then there is, you know, instances where like everyone's bringing their partners. And I don't know if this person is partnered, but maybe it's like you say to your friend, you're like, I would like friendship time, and then we will do stuff with our partners. I will organize a game night or like a dinner or something where like partners are invited. But I do think it's like talking to them and just saying, you're my friend and I really do love our time together, and I just don't want that to get lost.
Yeah, I like that. I think as long as it's clear that you're not saying, I don't want to hang out with your girlfriend, it's saying, I miss you and I want us time. I value our friendship and I don't want it to feel like we're just like it, because it is different. It is different when there's another person, especially significant other, that's not a part of the OG friend group. It's a different type of hang. And yeah, I think as long as it's clear that it's like, you're not saying you dislike the girlfriend or that there's anything wrong with the girlfriend, and that also you're open to hanging out with a girlfriend. You just need sometimes where it's the two of you. And maybe you can like arrange something where it's like, okay, every fourth Sunday of the month is guys time or something. Like we have just the two of us doing the thing that we love to do, which is, I don't know, going to baseball games or
golf. Fucking look at cars on the street and fucking kick the tires of a truck. Boy stuff.
Kick tires, dude.
I have no idea what men do. I don't know.
But I think we're pretty spot accurate. On. Yeah. 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 And I think definitely have a talk. And I think there's definitely a way to come at it where hopefully your friend won't think you're saying that you don't want to hang out with his girlfriend. And also, I definitely have friends who got in a relationship and then everyone's like, oh my God, that new person is keeping our friend away from us. Or like, they're like on a tight leash because of that new significant other. And then I talk to that friend and they're like, I actually love being home with my girlfriend. You know, like some people are just excited to have a partner and use that as an excuse to stay home or not hang out when it's like really they don't want to hang out as much or they just love being around their girlfriend or boyfriend so much. They're like, well, why wouldn't they come? That's who I love. That's who I want to hang out with all the time. Which is also okay. But I think you can voice that you do want some kind of balance because you don't want to like poo-poo on their new love and their excitement. But also there can be room for all the relationships in this person's life.
Yes. And there is like a delicate way to do it. But it is such a touchy subject because it's like, but I only see you a little bit of the time and you spend the rest of the time with your girlfriend. That's what I would say. That's not nice. No, maybe not.
I guess it depends. You know, like is this person working all day doing a 9-to-5 and then maybe they come home and fall asleep next to their girlfriend, but like that's not quality time. Or like, you know, we don't know what this person's schedule looks like or and what they consider to be time with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's
you're
a
right,
thing
you're right.
If it's like, let's go to this festival or whatever, and they're like, well, I should bring my girlfriend because they would want to see it too, or like, or I want to experience this with my girlfriend. That's understandable. But yeah, I think you could also find a way to have things that are just the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you frame it mostly with like, it's not about this girlfriend. It is about us.
Yeah.
And she's nice. I'll spend time with her. But like, you are my friend. You are the person that I've chosen to be friends with. And I would like to spend quality time with my friend. I know it's hard for dudes to talk like that because you're busy kicking tires, but you just got to stop kicking the tire, look at your friend and say, hey, man, I cherish this friendship. Which is a stupid, dumb, or not stupid. It's a thing that I've been trying to do more with people. I try to tell them like, oh, I really value our friendship and our time together. Because I feel like you don't hear that enough as an adult, and maintaining adult relationships is hard.
It's true. That's true.
Solved.
Solved.
Oh, wait. Here's one last thing. Kill the girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Throw her under the tires and back her up, dude. Then your friend will be kicking the tires for a different reason. I'll be like, stop.
Oh, it'll no.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Oh, no.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. How y'all doing, girls? I had a question about, I need some advice about my biggest friend who, so she has a hygiene problem. So we've been friends for 25 years. So this is how non-confrontational I am. But we've been friends for 25 years. And over time, over the years, I've noticed she just doesn't shower often, maybe like daily, which, depending on who you talk to, is up for debate, like how often you should shower. But I noticed like hygiene is a little bit of an issue for her. And so a few years ago, she came to visit me. And she stayed in the guest room. After she left, like, there was just this lingering BO that stayed in the room for, like, at least a day or two. And, like, my nose was so offended. And I was like, okay, I gotta say something. So I call her up, and I was like, hey, this is really hard for me to say. And I'm hoping it's not too embarrassing for you. But, and then she was already like, do I smell? I was like, okay, we love a self-aware queen. But gotta do something about it. So the conversation went well. I just told her, I was like, hey, maybe, you know, your daily showering, maybe, you know, get all your crevices, maybe try to put on a fragrance or something like that to help with the VO smell. So fast forward to, you know, today, a bunch of years later, it's still an issue. I guess the VO smell isn't as strong, but I know she's just showering is not a regular thing for her, and I can't believe, well, we haven't lived together. We've been in different states for so long, so I really only notice that when she comes to visit me. I don't know what her day-to-day is as far as her hygiene, but it can't be that good. So my question is, how do I bring it up again without sounding too, like I'm nagging, or like, you know, I don't want to make her feel too uncomfortable. Like, what would you do in this situation? So thank you for your help. Love the podcast.
I mean, I'm impressed the first conversation went so well. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, your friend was open to hearing the concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They knew they stink, stank, stunk.
Yeah, they brought it up.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I have a friend who's a little stinky. And
is it me?
No.
Okay.
I've told you were ripe.
This is true.
I've been like, girl, ooh, Lord, something's afoot. I feel like you've told me I'm ripe, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get ripe. But my non-Sashir stinky friend, I brought up deodorants, just like it. Like we were just, you know, bopping around the conversation, and I was like, I just started using this Dove deodorant, da 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 da. And then they were like, I've stopped using deodorant. And I was like, did not have to do too much sleuthing. And I said, do you think you would ever start wearing deodorant again? And they said, no. And I left it at that. Because it is a personal thing. Smells Because, like, nobody wants to be the stinky person. But mm-hmm. if this person's super close to you, I do think you could be like, hey, remember what we talked about 2 years ago? It's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little stinky. And then maybe suggest products that you like to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, if she's white, be like, do you want to start using a washcloth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, multiple things could be the issue. Because it's not necessarily just showering. Because there's some people who don't shower that often who don't smell so bad. So it could be a diet thing. It could be maybe they don't wash their clothes as often. Like, it's really hard to pinpoint what it could be. But maybe if you come at it as a thank God you've already discussed this. Like,
mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Jordan says changes in hormones.
Yes, this is true. Mm-hmm. Your body smell can change when your hormones change. But maybe if you bring it up more of an investigative.
Like a game.
A game?
Yeah. To be like, how are you stinky? Is it the clothes? Is it the bathing? Is it the lack of deodorant?
Is it a candlestick in the library?
Yes. Like, let's go through it. Like, if she is like, am I stinky again? And it's like, mm-hmm. you are. But like, let's figure it out together.
Yeah.
So I had another stinky person in my life. This was not my friend. She just lived in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't my choice because she's not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And her feet stunk so fucking bad that like she would like take off her shoes after work and she would have to put her shoes like in a Ziploc bag with the socks and like it stunk. It smelled like rotting flesh. And then it turned out she had something wrong with her feet. And then she had to like go get like medicated cream and stuff for it.
Oh.
She had the type of feet where like you took them out for a pedicure and they'd go, you got to go somewhere else. Like her feet were disgusting. And I remember one, like I tried to have empathy and like feeling for her. But I remember one time she was like in a towel. She had just gotten out of the shower and like walked past me and her feet stunk. And I was like, you got to go back in. You got to go back in. You got to go back in the shower. You got to do something. And she was like, I did wash them. And I was like, nothing worked. Which was not kind, but when I tell you, like, it took over your nostrils in a way that you were like, it was like enchanting. It was like comical. It was like a cartoon. Like, it would just like wave into your nose and you'd be like, I'm a different person. It was terrible.
Oh, no. Just walking around like Pepe Le Pew.
Yes. Her feet were like Pepe Le Pew. But she got some medicated cream. So maybe it's her feet.
Yeah, there's something going on. If it's leaving a smell that stays in the room,
mm-hmm.
something's off. I don't think it's just showering or deodorant or something like that. So yeah, maybe you could come at it as like a concerned friend. Like, hey, this issue is still around. Are you interested in figuring out what's going on? And then like, you know, if this person is open to it, then mm-hmm. you can like research together, maybe send articles on like hormone stuff or like, you know, have her assess her own body and be like, I think it's coming from my pits or my
mm-hmm.
nether regions or my feet or, you know, wherever.
Yeah. Maybe there's something stuck in her pussy. That makes stink.
Yeah. That happens too. Some people have like bacterial infections or
mm-hmm.
who knows what. But yeah, I think if it's seeming like it's coming out of a place of like, I care about you and I want you to like live your best healthy life as opposed to like you stank and I don't like that, then hopefully your friend will be open to doing some research and figuring this out.
Mm-hmm. I really do think make it a game if she's open to it. Just be like, where is it coming from? And like, go to her house, see if the house is stinking. Yeah. I wonder if it's her feet. Because Sashir, when I cannot describe to you enough how bad it smelled.
Mm-hmm.
it was like a sweet funk sometimes because she would spray perfume on her feet.
Oh, no.
And that was worse.
I mean, I'm glad she was so self-aware that she herself put her own shoes in a plastic bag, mm-hmm. as opposed to being like, it's fine, or like, it's not that bad.
I think one of us told her to do so. I think one of us said, you got to lock them up. Lock her up. And I remember one time I woke up out of my sleep from the stink.
Oh, no.
And I had to sleep in the living room because it was so bad.
Oh, no.
What's Jordan said, sometimes people don't wash their clothes properly or use a scent-free detergent, mm-hmm. and clothes definitely hold BO. Yes, that's mm-hmm. why dry cleaning's not real. Your shit will come back funky from the dry cleaner. And I'm like, who's doing what? You're spraying it down with what? For what? This shit's funky.
Yeah, that happened to me once. I dropped off a jumpsuit and it came back stinky. And I was like, did you guys dry clean it? And they're like, oh yeah, we dry cleaned it. Did you want us to wash it? And I was like, what happens here? Mm-hmm. What do mm-hmm. you do if it's not? I don't understand. And I still have no idea what they do with the dry cleaners.
If they just spray it with chemicals this year, there's no washing or laundering happening. And you tell me, how is that clean?
Yeah. It's,
Because your shit will be funky. As funky as you bring it to them, they give mm-hmm. it back to you even funkier sometimes. You're like, how did that happen? Because it probably was sitting next to something else that was funky that was just dry clean. Jordan, did you not know this?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I mean, I don't use the I haven't used the dry cleaners ever. I just maybe just hand wash something at home. But mm-hmm. but now I'm also thinking, is that why it's called a dry cleaner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
they're not using water.
I feel so dumb.
Here's the thing. If you're not taking the funk, what are you cleaning?
It's confusing.
I don't know.
It's a scam. And then when you buy something that says dry clean only, so it's like, you want me to stink, Donna Karen. This DKNY dress is never going to smell good again.
Why are you doing this, Donna?
Why are you doing this? I went to Marshall's for a deal, and now you're telling me I got to dry clean something that I got at Marshall's? I'll never forget when I lived in New York, I bought a Donna Karen dress or a DKNY dress from Marshall's. It was dry clean only. And I put it right in that washing machine and it came out smaller than you could ever. It was something happened. It was like all fucked up. And I was like,
yeah,
so I can't have this now. I can't have nothing nice. But usually when I wash things, it's fine. But this particular dress fucked me right up.
Dang.
You know what else fucks me up?
Oh. What else fucks you up? No, I want to hear the segue.
No, it's okay.
No, come on.
You already did it. You know what else fucks me up? When questions are left unanswered. And Sashir and I will answer questions if you email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com. You also leave a voice memo or a voicemail or a text message 424-645-7003. Who has the phone?
What? What did you say? Who has the phone? To our phone number?
Yeah.
I think I'm guessing it's like a Google number or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's through.
Who has the phone?
It's been since 2019 and now you're asking who has the phone?
Yeah, you never wondered before that? Did you think it was like Kimmy's phone number?
I knew it wasn't Kimmy's phone number, but I thought maybe Kimmy had the phone.
I actually
we bought a landline.
I actually think I had to give my number for it to fully process. So like you're not like kind of wrong, but it's really funny that it's now 2023 and you're asking
I thought there was an iPhone floating around that like had this number that we were like ripping things from. Oh my god. Also on newcomers, I just found out because we're recording new episodes, we always say write a letterboxed review and then we'll give a review. And then I was like, I wonder if anybody ever like thinks about our reviews again. And Lauren was like, well, they go up on Letterboxd. And I was like, what? She's like, why do you think we give a one sentence review and advertise for Letterboxd? And I was like, I simply don't know. I did not make the correlation. Sometimes I'm concerned about the brain that I have. But other times I'm happy.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts of our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support Nicole and her brain.
I can't believe there's no phone. Oh, no.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.